Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today? Good, good. Okay, I'm going to take you through all the Bible today. As you can see, I'm picking up my outline, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to be here for a while. I don't see really a smiley faces, but it's okay, though. It's okay. I just want to, first of all, give the thanks to the church to allow me to be before you today. And also my pastor, he is not here. Just prayed for him that where he is right now, safe travels to him back because we miss him. And also, before I start my preaching, I want to tell you something. It's easy for us to say, go here, go there, go up there, but you don't know exactly how you can send somebody else up there. But look, what I'm going to say to you today is that don't worry, listen to this, don't worry one day at a time, okay? Why? Because my Lord and Savior is exactly what he says. Our text today is going to be in chapter 6, the book of Matthew, and we're going to read from verse 24 to 34, but I'm going to take you through the Bible, okay? I don't know about you, but I like the Old Testament a lot. Of course, the New, because it's where my Savior come aboard, and I know that I'm here for that reason. So let us read all together. As you know me, I let you read today this passage, that way we can go through the passage, and that way I can start my preaching. That way you can go home early, and I know that you are worried right now about what you're going to eat. But I'm going to tell you straight out, don't worry what you're going to eat, because my Lord say, don't worry. So let's start at verse 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what shall drink, nor yet for your body, what shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feed on them. Ye are no much better than they. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? I don't hear you guys. Okay, let's start it again. No, just kidding. Let's get from verse 27, okay? Got it? Let's read it. Which of you, by taking thought,
thank you.
You know how good this sounds when you guys read? Seriously, you can see. But you know how beautiful the sound is when you are here in the front and you hear the whole congregation reading this particular verse of scriptures. I mean, no, in this case, this particular, but any scripture of the Bible is so good when you guys read. You see, I'm going to tell you today one thing. Remember Joshua in the Old Testament? Moses, he take over the tribe of Israel, right? So, and then he passed, and somebody have to go to the promised land. And why God, he choose Joshua? He choose him because he was faithful to him. And one thing that he remind him all the time is, there no, as I was with Moses, I'm gonna be there with you. I don't forsake you no more. Okay, so, but think about it. He gave that to him, but now is that to you. And you say, wait a minute, that is the Old Testament. It's not the New Testament. Brother Tucci, today he teaches that a lot of promises are for them, but also a lot of promises are for us. In this case, he's telling you, I'm going to be there for you. I will don't leave you or forsake you. Okay, so now we go to our passage, and we see in verse 24, if you serve two masters, what's going to happen? And believe me, I know because I used to do this. I used to work for one and go and change my clothes and go and work for another one. Well, let me tell you, with one, I was knowing good things. And why? Because the Bible says. So if you want to serve two masters, here the example is that if you want to go to the world or you want to go to God. So with one, you're going to be against all the time. And that is so truth. Now in verse 25, he say this, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Brothers and sisters, he say, don't worry about your life. Is what he trying to say to you? Don't worry. Okay, there are a lot of us, we worry about something. I think all of them here, we worry about something right now. But God says, don't worry. What he say to Joshua? I will be there with you. I don't gonna leave you, nor forsake you. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5, he say, I'm going to be there with you, I don't going to leave you, and I will don't forsake you. Okay, what he say right here, right now, about our life? Don't worry about your life. Brothers and sisters, we worry too much about our lives. We worry too much about what we going to wear today. And I know what happened today in your house. And you say, wait a minute, brother, you know? I'm going to tell you, yes, I know. And why I know? Because I know that you was worried about what you wear. And you can shake your hand and say, yes, please. Because all of them here, we worry about what we going to wear, how I'm going to look. What God says? Don't worry. But what we do, we worry. My message to you today is this. Don't worry. You ever watch cartoons? Okay, you watch the movie, The Lion King? Okay, what a wild pig he used to say to the Lion King? Huh? What that means, Hakuna Matata? What that means? Don't worry. What? Okay. So here's what I'm trying to say to you, Hakuna Matata today. Why? Because it's really serious, this. It's a serious thing. Why? Because you worry, and you know what happened when you worry too much? Yourself started decaying. You know why we have all these things? Huh? Because we worry too much. You know, seriously, and I'm telling you the truth. And you can go to the website, you can go to Google, and you can ask them how much, if I worry too much, how much my face is going to wrinkle. And we worry. We worry how I'm going to get my beans to the table for the next day. We worry about it. Brothers and sisters, when Moses was taken, the tribe of Israel, to these 40 years through the promised land, what God sent from heaven? What is manna? It's bread, yes, but what is it? I'm telling you what it is. What is it? Okay, but you know the name of manna is? What is it? It was food. They take it in the morning, they eat it, and then God told them to save it for later on? No, they eat about what he provides. You know, the providence of God is so good. Because till today, I never have nothing to eat. I mean, I don't have what I want, but I have something to eat. I have food. Since that I remember, I never be naked. Why? Because always have something to put on. Okay, so it's a promise that God is giving to you. Look, in this sermon of the month, God is telling his disciples, because as you see from chapter 5 to chapter 7, Jesus is talking. And he addressing his disciples. Why? Because he knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what I'm going through. He say, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to have. Okay? Clothes, right? Okay, look with me in verse 27. What it says? I'm sorry, verse 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not much better than they? When you see a bird, of course they don't talk. Well, some they talk, but a bird, when you see them, worry about something. Did you see they are happy? How many times did you see a canary or any bird sing? How beautiful they sing, don't you think? Why they sing? Because they are happy. You and I, we worry. And what happens when we worry? We get angry. Why we get angry? Life is happy. Life is happiness. Jesus is giving to you the example right here. He say, okay, the birds, they sow, they reap? No. God feed them? Of course. Okay, now, verse 27. It says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? How many of you, with your worriness, can you add 1 cubit to your stature? You know, I'm going to be the contrary of worry. If you don't worry, your health is going to be better. Your family want to be with you. And maybe you say, oh, brother, come on. I say, no, seriously. Because when you worry, you are not happy. So therefore, you are not happy. What happened with you? You angry. And they come in and talk to your son or your daughter or your grandson, come and talk to you because you are worried. You don't even listen what they trying to say to you. And I hope I can, somebody right now here is know exactly what happened. Okay, what happened when the family trying to be away from you? What you did with your worry? Now you're going to be worried more. Because why they don't talk to me? Why they don't do this to me? Why they don't do, whatever? Well, we need to do something about it. Brothers and sisters, when God, he prayed, his famous prayer is, God, give us our daily, what it says? Our daily bread, right? He say, God, give me every single day my bread. Is what the Bible says? No, it says daily. This is why I say don't worry one day at a time. Because a lot of times we want to live the day of tomorrow. When tomorrow we don't know if we're going to live here. If you don't know Jesus yet, let me tell you something. Don't worry about tomorrow, because maybe tomorrow never come. This is why it's so important the churches be the doors open. Why? Because that way they stop being worried people, and now it come to the feet of Christ, and you don't worry no more. It's what the Bible says. But us Christians, we worry too much. I'm guilty of it, because for everything I worry about it. I worry how my sons, they're going to be. I worry how my grandkids are going to be. The Bible says, don't worry. But what we do, we worry about it, right? Okay, can somebody read verse 28? Amen. Thank you, brother. Okay, so the lilies of the valley, how they are? I don't know about you, but I love this time of the year. Why? Because it's a beautiful weather. Also, all the flowers started what? Okay, so they are beautiful, right, sister? I mean, who don't love flowers? If you don't, come and talk to me. I think you have a problem. But you see, the flowers are so good. So, okay, this says the with the weather, with everything, the flowers come out and then disappear. Is not your life that way, my brothers and sisters? We are here right now. But in a minute or two, presence with my Lord. This is why I'm telling you, don't wait. If you don't know Jesus yet, don't wait. Seriously. And I'm begging you, because the place, if you die without Christ, the place that you're going to live, let me tell you, here in Vegas is hot, right? Well, there is, it's crazy hot. So please. Please, I'm begging you, if you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I hope today you make the call and come and meet my Lord and Savior. Amen. And also, it's for you too that we know Christ as our Savior. Don't worry too much. You wanna be, you wanna live longer? You say, there we go, brother. Seriously, I'm asking you this. You wanna live longer? Don't worry. Let God take care of business. Without faith is what? Impossible. And I get ahead of myself already. I blew it. But anyways, without faith is impossible to what? Okay. I want to please my Lord and Savior. Why? First of all, because he gave his life for me. This is why I want to please him. How I please him? Well, it's simple. Believe in him. Because a lot of people know Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. A lot of times we forget who Jesus is and what he came for. And this is why today, in this message, I want to get across to you this. God is faithful today, it's faithful tomorrow, and he was faithful before yesterday. So God, he's trying to give you a message to you today. So he say, the lilies of the valley, they don't need no raiment. God provide for them. Okay? Luke verse 29. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in his glory was what? Why he put example, the Lord Jesus Christ, Solomon here? Who was Solomon, brothers and sisters? He was a king, of course, but who was he? The wisest man? Why he was the wisest man? Because remember something, God asked him, this is why I'm telling you that I'm taking you to the whole Bible. God asked him, what you want in your life? You want richness? I give you richness. You want health? I give you health. But he only asked for one thing. And you know what it was? This is why there's a lot of young people here, a lot of young brethren here. Okay, let me tell you something. Don't ask for richness. Don't ask for nothing else. Just ask for one thing, is the wisdom of God. And let me tell you, all my life, I wish I have the wisdom that I have it now, because my life be way different today. I don't be suffering for the things that I have before that I have now. Before, my life, it was a mess, like maybe some of you. But I never asked for wisdom. Now that I know my Lord and Savior, I ask for wisdom. And you know what? Solomon, he asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom to him, correct? And what else? Talk to me. What else he have? Everything. He was a multi-millionaire. He have whatever he wants. Well, let me tell you this. He have so many wives. hey, it's what the Bible says. And now, you see, he say, even Solomon. More, that we look into this passage, you're going to see the God, he say, okay. In verse 30, he used this little phrase that a lot of times we forget. Oh, ye little faith. And he's talking to his disciples. And his disciples, he see all the miracles that he was done already. And the things that he's going to do in the future. But he say to them, little faith. And brothers and sisters, and you are a Christian. Maybe you are a Christian of little faith. God, he don't want that. He wants brothers and sisters of big faith. Because if he's not, he don't put it there. But look, verse 30. Somebody read verse 30, please. Oh, boy. We are in trouble, right, brother? I mean, because, look, only what God required from you and from me is to be faithful to him. That's all. And you're going to have everything. Correct? This is why I named my title today of my preaching, what? I name it, don't worry, one day at a time. Okay. So now in verse 31, he say this. Seek yet the what? His righteousness. And what else? His kingdom is what it says the Bible. 31 is what I'm. Oh, I'm sorry, 33. I'm sorry. 33, what it says, brother? Okay. Okay, you want richness in your life? Because with money, we can buy things, correct? Right? No, because I say to you, don't worry, tomorrow you quit working. Listen to me really careful. But if you seek, fears the kingdom of God, God, he will put you in a better place. Okay, let me get back on my life a little bit. Before I don't know the Lord, I always want richness in my life. I want money. Okay, now I know the Lord, and I'm still the same. Okay, is something wrong with that? No, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what is wrong? The wrong that I have is that I don't seek, fear the kingdom of God. That's the wrong. Because if I do that, what he say? He's gonna what, brother? He say, added in what? Okay, what things? God, he only have one thing to give you? He did it to Solomon. You know why we are sometimes so much poor? Because we don't seek the kingdom of God. And you know why we are poor in our spiritual life? Because we don't seek the kingdom of God. And that's the problem. Look, verse 34. What this says? Okay. So to conclude, it says this. Don't think about tomorrow. You follow me? Because it's exactly what it says. Don't think about tomorrow. But think about today, because today maybe is when the Lord is called you home. Now, are you ready to go home? I hope you are. Because if you're not, you still have a chance. The longer you are you breathing and you have a chance to recognize that you are a sinner, let me tell you, you are still in good place. God, he will accept you the way that you are. That's the neat thing about God. God always, he accepts you the way that you are. You have problems, you have addictions, you have whatever you have. God accepts you the way that you are. Us Christians, the same way too. God, he wants to cover everything in your life. If you allow him to cover everything in your life. But you know what happened a lot of times to you and I? A lot of times we put a door between ourselves and God. You know the Lord, yes, of course. And I know I'm going to see you in heaven. But maybe you don't live in the way that God wants you to live. Why? Because we worry. Why? Because we don't do the things of God. Why? Because we want to run in this life. When God, he say, one day at a time, and the more years pass on myself, let me tell you, I learn now how to live one day at a time. Young people, listen really careful. Live one day at a time, and God will bless you tremendously. Only you need to do one thing. You go to him and you seek him before anything else. I know that your education is really important because it's important. Education is important. Don't take me wrong on this one either. Your education is really important. But seek first the kingdom of God. And everything you dream, everything you think, everything God is going to give it to you. But you disobeyed God, and let me tell you what happened to all that it was with Joshua and Caleb. No. I forgot the name. Joshua and? No, the one that, the two only that went to. Huh? Caleb? Okay, oh, I'm sorry. I don't forget the name. Okay, so these two people, about approximately maybe 1 million, only two people see the promised land. Why? Why you guys think they only these two, they see the promised land? Because they seek the kingdom of God. The 12, they send them the spies, they send them. The other 10, they come, and what report they give it to them? There wasn't a good report. Because they forgot who God is. And I hope, my brethren, you don't forget what God is. Because God is a God that he will fulfill his promise. And if he say he don't gonna leave you, I'm not forsake you, and he will do that. But you need to understand one thing. You need to be faithful of him. Without faith is what, brother? Impossible to please God. I don't know about you, but I hope you can please God with your faithfulness. Faithful is the most important thing in the life. You know why a lot of employers, they look for people that is faithful? Why? Because they know if you are faithful to a God that you don't know, you'll be faithful for the company. Why? Because the company is the one that's going to supply your beans to your table. This is why we need to be faithful. And only that, if you are faithful, you know what's going to happen? He's going to give you everything. You, later on, you're young, you're going to get married. And of course, you as a lady, you're going to have the Prince Charming, right? You as a man, you want to have a beautiful lady, correct? Okay. Well, if you're interested in that, you need to be faithful. Why? Because God is going to provide it to you. But if you run from God, I guess what's going to happen? Your life is going to be miserable. And I can tell you for experience too. I run from God for few years. And you know what? I thought I have it all. But the enemy always lie to you. Always. He give you money, and they say, oh, no, you don't need no God. He give you fame in school or in your work or in anything. Oh, no, you don't need no God. But he's lying to you. Because God, he wants for you to be good. He don't want no badness in this world. And look how we live today. It's not a day there is not a crime in this city. And I'm talking right here in Vegas. I don't know about other cities because I don't live there. But I live here. And why is so much crime? Because people decide not to seek the kingdom of God. They decide to seek the devil. And so what they bring? Destruction. You see the lives of people. I talking to almost every day some people that their lives are really bad. Really bad. And you think, I mean, how they can don't recognize that? But is the way they want to live. Who is got them there? The devil. God, he say, don't worry. And one day at a time. Brothers and sisters, I don't know your heart. But if you worry too much about what is going to happen tomorrow, don't worry too much about what's going to happen tomorrow because you're going to affect your life. Let God handle how it's going to happen tomorrow. Can somebody tell me here who's going to win the elections? Amen. Thank you, brother. Because God is the one that's going to put them in place. That way we can see that, and that way we can do things according to the scripture. Brothers and sisters, it's so easy, correct? But so difficult for us to understand. But you know, you don't need to understand at all. You just need to let God and the Holy Spirit guide you. If you do that, let me tell you, your life is going to change, and it's going to change for a better things in life. How many of us, we have a family that don't know Jesus? And I do worry about him. I really do. But you know, after I learned this today, this lesson, I don't want to worry about it. I just want to do what God called me to do, to call them and tell them about the Lord. And the Lord is going to do what he is need to do. Simple. So don't worry about your family, but yet call them and let them know about our Savior. And it's all you need to do. So I hope today you receive a message from God. I hope he can use my words that I say. Maybe my pronunciation is not that good, but you know what? God, he can knows exactly what you need in life. And you're here for a reason. You're here for the reason to serve him. If you are looking for a church, or you are looking to be saved right now in these few minutes, just come. And matter of fact, if you want to come right now, go ahead and come. We're going to pray for you. Not only that we're going to pray, but God, he's going to deal with you right now.